God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I'm so happy to be online right now to be a blessing to everyone. Is that Brother Kali? God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I'm happy to be live here with every one of you. And I'm supposed to be having God bless you, Shodibo Tosin. God bless you. God bless you, Debbie. God bless you, Fever. God bless you, Kate. God bless every one of you tuning in right now. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Ake Fever, God bless you. This is the very first time. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I'm not supposed to be live now. I'm supposed to be live by 7, but today we're having a program, Night of Victory. We're having a program, Night of Victory, today. Every last Friday of the month, we're having a program called the Night of Victory. It's a night of great impartation, great entry into another realm before the next month. So it's going to be wonderful. So today, I decided to be early today. So, and I'm led by my spirit, in the spirit, to pray for those seeking for the fruit of the womb, and for those seeking for healing. So I'm led in the spirit to do that this very moment. And I want everyone watching to be blessed mightily in the name of Jesus. And I'm happy. You can be here standing on behalf of someone that is in need of healing, or you can be here standing on behalf of your auntie for the fruit of the womb, or you can be here as a man standing for your own generation or something, all the way from Kenya. God bless you. So it's going to be a short prayer, so that I'll go get ready for the Night of Victory. And if you are close by to Oka, if you're in Onitsha, close by, just come and worship. If you're from Newi, anywhere close by, just come and worship with us today. It starts by 9 p.m. and ends 2 a.m. And the church is open, that you can stay at the church till when you feel convenient to leave. So, oh, that's good. Good to know that it's always on. Good to know. All the way from Cameroon, Carol. God bless you. God bless you, Mbeng. God bless you in the name of Jesus. So our teaching on impartation will still continue. Our teaching on impartation will still continue. So hopefully by next week, Wednesday, our teaching on impartation will continue. So it's going to be heavy. God bless you, Baptist, Jane Baptist. God bless you. We give God the glory for everything the Lord is doing. So like I said, it's going to be a short teaching. So I'm going to be praying for every one of you here out there that are believing God for the fruit of the womb. Now, see, in the issue of the fruit of the womb, the Bible said there shall be none that is barren in the land. So even if you don't have a womb, you can still be pregnant. I've heard testimonies of people that don't have a womb giving birth. You see, God is not limited by the nature of a man. God cannot say because you don't have a womb, you can't give birth. God is God of impossibilities made possible. So God is interested in blessing you with a child. He said kids and children are blessings from God. And God wants to give you a child. Regardless of your age, 40, 50, 60, 65, if you feel you have the strength, even 70. We saw Sarah show us that even someone that is above 70 can give birth. So all you need to do is believe. All you need is faith. Once your faith is active, you will carry your child. And now, one thing I want you to understand, that even though you have been prayed for and you are still seeing your period, the fact that you are seeing your period does not mean that you are not pregnant. I've seen people that they were 5 months pregnant and yet they were seeing their period every single month until they discovered that they were 5 months pregnant. God does not work according to your protocol. He breaks your natural protocol, because the invisible realm controls this visible realm. That is why the Bible said God is a spirit. God bless you, Rebecca. Good to hear from you. So God is a spirit, and those who serve him must serve him in truth and in spirit. So you must come to that understanding that everything that we are talking about here, it has to be spirit-filled. So regardless of whether you want it or not, just because you are here and you agree that you can be pregnant, the moment I begin to pray for you, you will begin to receive seed inside of you. So what I'm going to advise, the moment I release this prayer for you, once you get back home, tell your husband, come and make me pregnant. It might sound funny. If you're a man, when you get back home, tell your wife, Come, let me make you pregnant. Because right now something is going to happen in your life. The Lord is going to deposit a seed in you. And I don't care whether if it's 7 years, you've been married for 7 years, no child. Today, that baby will come. And because God is going to surprise you. For those of you that you have spent 4 years, no child, 7 years, no child, 6 years, no child, 5 years, no child, 8 years, no child, 9 years, 10, 11, 12, 13, no child. God is going to give you twin. From people that have been 4 years in marriage to 7 years in marriage, they're going to have twins. And people that are going to be from 7 years in marriage, no child, till 11 years in marriage, the Lord will give you triplets. It is called speed. It is called God restoring speed. This thing, as I'm saying it, it will happen. It will happen to you. And next year, you're going to begin to give testimonies. By next year, November, by next year, October, by next year, September, you're going to be giving testimonies of this. So I want you to come to that understanding, because this is going to be powerful. This is going to be heavy, and it's going to be powerful in the name of Jesus. So right now, for those of you out there right now believing God for the fruit of the womb, now place your right hand on your belly. Place your two hands on your belly. If you have been married for a year, to 3 years now, no child, place your hand, place one, your right hand on your belly, just one hand on your belly. So if you have been married for 3 years now, no child, or 3.5 years, no child, no baby, place your right hand on your belly. If you're a man, still place your right hand on your belly. If you're a woman, still place your right hand on your belly. If you have been married for 1 year, for 3 years now, or 3.5 years, but no fruit of the womb, place your right hand on your belly. Just your right hand. I'm going to pray for you right now, because the Bible said that if you and I agree concerning anything here on earth, that God will grant it for us. So we are going to hold God onto that verse. We are going to call upon the name of our Father in heaven based on the promises that He has given to us on a verse in Matthew 18:18-19. He said, wherever two or three are gathered, that He is there. And when we gather in His name, whatever you and I agree together, why praying that He will grant it for us. So you and I know that there are more than 50 of us online right now watching, which means that every one of us is connected in faith. So all things are possible to them that believe. So all we need now, and all you need, is to just believe it is possible, and it will start working regardless of wherever you are. Tanzania, South Africa, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Morocco, Nigeria, USA, UK, not London, East London, Brazil, Portuguese, wherever you are, France, Dubai, Malaysia, wherever you are in this world, you are going to receive the fruit of the womb right now in the name of Jesus. As your hand is placed on your belly, Father, I speak to that womb, and I speak that whatever power, by the power in the name of Jesus, whatever power that has been causing barrenness over this womb, that power is hereby destroyed in the name of Jesus. Whatever incantation they have made against your womb, that incantation is hereby irrelevant and destroyed in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, by the mention of that name, Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 10 verse 1 and in the book of Luke 9 verse 1 that He called us and gave us power against all unclean spirit. By the authority in the name of Jesus, the Bible said that there shall be no barrenness in the land. The Bible said that we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son. And wherever the Son of God is, there is life, there is liberty, there is freedom. He said the thief cometh to steal and to destroy, but you come that which we have it and have it abundantly. And I know that you said that all good and perfect gift comes from God. So barrenness is not from God. Barrenness is of the devil. Thereby we terminate this spirit of barrenness in the womb of anyone here watching in the name of Jesus. We terminate that barrenness from their womb now in the name of Jesus. And we speak for children over that womb. The Bible said that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I begin to call forth children into their womb in the name of Jesus. I begin to call forth children into their womb in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're watching me and you have been 4 years in marriage but no child, 4 years to 7 years in marriage, no child, place your two hands on your belly right now. If you are watching me and you have been married for 4 to 7 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years or 7 years in marriage but no child, place your two hands on your belly right now. Those who that ask them to place their right hand on their belly, keep your right hand on the belly as I'm still praying. I begin to speak now in the spirit. Ranoso peredu shikata karekata. Yenana mende beredesudo koruka ere nana. Yenagunde gebade beredesudo uredashe. Ere, I see a lady right now. Before December, I see a lady right now. Before December, I'm seeing you giving a testimony that you are pregnant. And I see a lady 2 months pregnant already. You're not even aware. But after this thing, when you go for checkup, you will discover that you are 2 months pregnant already. Because the Lord just activated speed into that your belly. Rakunte kerenoso peredezudo orenakate. Ramani mana gude geredozo peredezuto orenashe. Yakete kerenoso perenusha. Ranana ma de peredezudo peredevosu ko orekata. Rinana ma shepe eredusha. That womb is thereby declared open in the name of Jesus. That womb is thereby declared open in the name of Jesus. I speak to that womb. You are open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. And now begin to see with your eyes of imagination. Begin to see yourself carrying babies. Those of you that are 3 years, 3.5 years old in marriage without a child, you are carrying a child right now. I see a baby given to you people. I see a baby. I see an angel of the Lord appearing and I see babies are being given to some persons here. I see babies. I'm seeing it now. I see babies given to some persons here. Carry your children. Carry your children. Carry your children right now in the name of Jesus. They are given to you. I see babies with the Esther anointing. I see babies being given. Holy Spirit of the living God, thank you, Father. They are no ketepe. I see those people that are been 7 years in marriage to 11 years in marriage, from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years in marriage, and 11 and a half years in marriage without a baby. I see twin baby, and I see triplets being given to some of you. This is a sign that God is restoring this family. God is restoring the family, and God is giving speed to this family. Rakote kenana kante kenema kunte eyenini mane beredo zumberede gizungo ori naganda. Manema ne mana dunde bereduza aridashe yekute kerenaka ragude gebarada gabende beredezundo runa gananga ndegeboshare. It is settled in the name of Jesus and it is sealed in Jesus' name. And I declare and I announce to you that you are pregnant in the name of Jesus. There's a man, you're watching me now. They said that you are that they have low sperm count. I didn't see anywhere in the Bible where there was a mention of low sperm count. Thereby, since I cannot find it in the Bible, where there is a low sperm count. Right now, I say that low sperm count is cancelled in the name of Jesus. And I declare and I decree that you are filled. Your sperm count is filled in the name of Jesus. Tonight, or when you just get back home, or if your wife is beside you, hold your wife and make love with your wife. And from now to the next 2 months, you will call to testify that your low sperm count is now full count, because God will surprise you with a child. It is done in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus. Please, we are focusing on people that are asking God for the fruit of the womb and people that are seeking for healing. It is settled in Jesus' name. I want every one of you watching right now to begin to share this broadcast. Be an extension of my hand and let someone be blessed because of you. Let it be known. Let it be said that I was on my own and I saw a video that you shared. And after watching that video, I got pregnant because the anointing of God came upon me. Kani katakate yenana mene mene gudaga renukanta pene kenteke ereduzo bereduse karana rena bereduzo bere eranuna gadenda gadunga yakunte kene makate yepate teseteke erataka. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And there's a lady here. You are saying, man of God, you didn't mention my case. I've been seeking for the fruit of the womb for over 12 to 13 years. Oh my God. I want to surprise. I want to give you something that is going to make your enemies to be quiet. God 2021, you're going to give birth to a child. 2022, you're going to give birth to a child. 2023, you're going to give birth to a child. It is settled and it is sealed in the name of Jesus. That is how God has programmed it. And well, I see finances is not your problem, but I just see you asking God for the fruit of the womb. This thing is settled and sealed in the name of Jesus. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. For those of you that are believing of the fruit of the womb, I've settled with you. God has healed you. And God has seen everything, all glory, all thanks goes to God. In the name of Jesus, it is sealed and stamped. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you have answered our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Now, I want to pray for those that are in need of healing. All kind of sickness, diverse kind of sickness, malaria, typhoid, COVID-19, gonorrhea, gonorrhea, whatever they call it, staphylococcus, whatever kind of sickness, neck pain, back pain, ulcer, asthma, diabetes, hepatitis B, leukemia, whatever kind of sickness that it is. Wherever you are believing God, let me start with pain. Right now, I hear pain. Wherever you are believing God for God to cancel that pain that is in your life, lay your hands wherever you are believing God for healing right now. Wherever you are having a problem with pain, I'm not talking about bone, a problem with pain, lay hand on that place. Yes, including bone problem. Lay hand on that place. Place your hands on that place. You can place your one hand, you can place your two hands. Just place your hand where you are believing God for healing. Right now, be it your neck, be it your shoulder, be it your back. Wherever it is, be it the waist, be it the legs, be it the muscle, be it the... Wherever it is, place your hand there now. Father, I speak over this once in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing of healing, oh Lord, begin to come upon them right now. I speak for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray to you, my Heavenly Father, that you send down the angels that are in charge of healing, that they appear wherever these persons are that are watching and connected by faith, because I see them. I see a connection by faith towards what I'm saying right now. I begin to speak that those pain disappears in the name of Jesus. I begin to declare and I decree that you are healed in the name of Jesus. And whatever sick, whatever spirit, whatever demon spirit that is behind those sickness, that demon is hereby bind and loosed from your body in the name of Jesus. And I cast that spirit to the desert in the name of Jesus. And I declare and I decree that you are healed and restored in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are healed and restored in the name of Jesus. Ayena kute kareta kate. Remana zombere gunda gamenda gabe ere noso. Yekute kerenate pere desuto. Rababere de bere de zodo gorung. Ganga nenga ne nima nagunde bere rezudo ureka kai rede ge bara doshe de erena kate. It is done in the name of Jesus. I see asthma cancelled in the name of Jesus. I see an issue with fibroid cancelled in the name of Jesus. Fibroid cancelled. I see an issue with ulcer. That ulcer is cancelled. When I'm telling you this tomorrow, or on Monday, go and go for test. You will testify. I see hepatitis B dried up in the name of Jesus. I see a woman with a pain on her neck, like lungs. That thing is hereby removed in the name of Jesus. I see someone, you're watching me, you are wearing something for your neck, something like white or color like this on your neck, because you need to support your neck. Right now, I command in the name of Jesus that neck demon, that demon that is resting in your neck, is bind and cast away in the name of Jesus. I send that demon and I command that demon to leave your body right now in the name of Jesus. And I cast that demon to the desert in the name of Jesus. Right now, lose that neck. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Begin to do what you cannot do before. There is someone, you are watching me right now, you find it difficult to turn your neck. Right now, that pain on your neck is removed in the name of Jesus. From now to the next 2 hours, you will be able to see that no pain can be. You now, even as I'm speaking now, the pain is subsiding. From now to the next 2 hours, that pain will be completely gone in the name of Jesus. There's a lady, there's some persons here, not a lady. I'm seeing 7 ladies and 3 men. You are watching me, and I'm seeing a young boy also. You wear glasses. You're watching me right now. You're watching me beside someone. Right now, remove that glass right now and gaze upon my eyes. As you begin to look into my eyes right now, your eyes will be rectified. The pains in your eye will go. Your retina will be adjusted. Now, this is going to take a process. You notice that you start seeing what you could not see before. You start reading from a far distance like before. And with time, it will correct completely. Before the next 2-3 days, it will correct completely. Now, start looking at my eyes. Marada usha paradaba se predeke suko ore namashe predeke suko yabade paradabo so predeke suka runa namashe predebo sada. Thank you, Jesus. Fixed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That demon that is causing blind issues, that demon of blindness, I bind your hold over their life in the name of Jesus. And I cast it to the desert in the name of Jesus. That spirit that is causing that problem with the retina, I bind your hold over their life in the name of Jesus. And I cast you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. I cast you to the desert. I send you to the desert in the name of Jesus. And I declare that that eye is fixed in the name of Jesus. That eye is rectified in the name of Jesus. That eye is completely healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lady, you are watching me. I'm seeing pains in your belly. I'm seeing a man also. All of a sudden, for some few days now, you've been having some pain in your lower region. Right now, I speak to you that you are healed in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon your body right now. Let that fire begin to burn. I transfer fire. The Bible said that he makes his angel spirit and he makes his servant flames of fire. I transfer a fire from my hand right now towards your body, and let that fire begin to move through your entire body. Whatever that is not meant to be there, let that fire consume it. Receive that fire in the name of Jesus. Right now, there is a fire released upon your body. That fire will begin to move through your body and begin to destroy whatever the Lord has not planted in your body. The Bible says that any seed not planted by the Heavenly Father shall be uprooted out. Right now, that seed is being destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. Some of you are having what they call instant testimonies and instant healing. Holy fire, born upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, born upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, oh, holy fire, born upon my altar. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed and you are lifted in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, I'm seeing an issue with your head. I don't know how to explain, but I see an issue with your head. You are watching me right now. I'm going to blow breeze now. I'm going to blow air. Though I'm blowing it here now, but something like a cold and a warm sensation will just come upon your head. That, the moment that thing comes upon your head, that issue you're having with your head will stop immediately. Now, take it now. It's a prophetic thing, okay? Just receive it. It is done in the name of Jesus. You will notice it coming to your head right now. It's like a cold breeze. Because there is no distance where God is. Oh, marana kate. Enye kunte kenya katun kate. Manuna kapen debrele sunto orena kate. There is someone, you're watching me from Zimbabwe. The Lord is releasing an oil upon your head. There's going to be a fresh oil upon your head. You're watching me from Zimbabwe. There's going to be a fresh oil upon your head. The Lord is going to renew that oil right now as I'm speaking. It is taking place in the name of Jesus. That oil is being renewed in the name of Jesus. Arena kunte karamate. Erenoso berezuda karenka teperenoso. Yanana gende berenoso berezuga arida. Ramene manunga de bende berezundo beredusha. E yekute kenekata karina nanemana kate. It is done in the name of Jesus. You see, whether you're listening to this thing live or you're listening to it as a rebroadcast, the same anointing that is present here will keep increasing. It will keep increasing. It will not remain the same. It increases. It intensifies. It increases. It goes to a higher dimension. And the moment you listen to this voice, whatever you're believing God for, the healing will be present for you to receive. The fruit of the womb will be present for you to receive. It is done in the name of Jesus. Share the broadcast right now. Share this broadcast to someone that is in need of healing. Share it on your timeline. And God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Now, there are some persons here that God wants to restore their finances. There are some persons that are watching me. Oh my God, I've spent time here already. There are some persons that are watching me that God wants to restore their finances. As I speak, I'm going to call the name of Jesus three times. As I do that, there will be a divine intervention. Your hands will start getting warm. That hand and somewhere like your pocket will start getting warm as well. That is going to activate something to you that God is going to release the finances to sustain what you're doing. There's someone you ventured into something, you lose your money. God is going to bring for the restoration. Right now, Jesus, 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 it is settled and it is done in the name of Jesus. It is not by how long I pray to you. It's not about how long we are praying, but it's by your faith. The moment you believe, it is not by my mind. It is not by my power, but by the Spirit says the living God. So all you need to do is believe, and that thing which you are believing God for, it is done in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, you're saying, man of God, I'm having what they call sharp pain. That sharp pain is canceled in the name of Jesus. And you are hereby healed and restored completely in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. That migraine headache is canceled in the name of Jesus. That ulcer issue is removed from your body in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you mightily. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. And this is Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel Okeke. God lift you up. Follow us on Instagram at Prophet Emmanuel Okeke and at CEO Ministry NG. Then follow us on Facebook at Prophet Emmanuel Okeke and also at CEO Ministry NG. Follow us on Telegram at Prophet Emmanuel Okeke and also at CEO Ministry NG. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. You are lifted. Good to see you, Madam Chino. So God bless you mightily. You are lifted high, heavily in the name of Jesus. Tonight at CEO Ministration, today at the last Friday of the month, we're going to be bringing people into the dimension of healing and prophecy. It's going to be mighty. It's going to be powerful. And all glory is going to belong to God forever and ever in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of your Father. I pray for everyone that is listening right now. For those of them that are standing in the gap of one, their loved ones or whoever, I thank you for bringing them online, Lord. And I thank you for strengthening their families in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is a young man and a young woman. You are watching me now. There's an issue between your father and your mother. And you've been asking God for an intervention. The Lord said that my hands will rest upon that family. Pray for the family. Don't say you are tired of praying. I hear your prayers, but keep praying. For an angel of the Lord will appear in your compound today, and something beyond imagination will happen. And all of a sudden, there will be this kind of peace that you can't explain or express. It is done in the name of Jesus. God bless you all mightily in the name of Jesus. And God bless you, our partners, and those that support the ministry. May God bless you. And every one of you that have been sharing our broadcast, sharing our video, sharing the audio message to your friends and family and loved ones, may God uphold and sustain you. And may God come to you in your time of need in the name of Jesus. I declare that your doors are open now and forever in the name of Jesus. Remain faithful to God. Remain faithful. Be hungry for the things of God. And rest in the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. God bless you. And thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. You are lifted and you are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you. Shalom. I love you all. This is Prophet Emmanuel Okeke. Remain blessed. Brothers and sisters, I love you.